Radio. This program is presented by Scott,
Sophie,
Erin,
Zach,
Oliver,
Tilly,
Jacob,
and Sky.
Today's show is all about memory.
We find out why memories are so important.
We make new friends who can remember things from 80 years ago.
And we think about what happens when your memory starts to fail.
We're just getting in the car to drive to Furnell House in Furnell Heath. We're going to meet some of the people who live there.
This programme is all about memories, and we want to ask the residents about their memories of growing up. Let's go.
I'm quite scared.
We've arrived at Furnell House. It's a beautiful house, and we're going to have drinks and biscuits with some of the people that live here.
Hello, how are you doing? Hiya.
In the lounge, we met Irene, Sheila, and Marion, and asked them if they could remember what it was like when they were our age. Irene went first.
My first house that I remember had an outside toilet. Can you imagine that? And we used to have ice on the inside of our windows in the morning. No central heating. We only had coal fires.
What are your happiest memories of your childhood home?
Playing outside all day long. Mum would open the door and say, go out and play. And we'd come back when it was lunchtime or dinner time. And we'd just roam all over the countryside.
What was your favourite game to play?
We used to play one that was What's the Time, Mr. Wolf? And we used to have a ball that we used to bounce up against the wall and just chasing each other, really.
Next, we spoke to Sheila, who had grown up during the Second World War.
The sirens used to sound when the enemy aircraft were coming across, because they would be dropped bombs on you. And the bombs, when they hit the ground, would go pow! So we had to go into a place called an air raid shelter. And it was made of metal. So you were safe while you were inside.
Was it in the town or the countryside?
In the town, in a place called Wallasey. I went to New Brighton Primary School. We always had to keep our gas masks with us. And when you were four and under, your gas mask was the shape of Mickey Mouse. Big eyes and it had ears like Mickey Mouse. I wanted one of those instead of the ordinary gas masks.
Marion also has memories of the war. She lived with her mother because her husband was away fighting.
Run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run.
What were your favourite meals?
We didn't have much meat, so we bought a lot of rabbits.
Without his rabbit pie. So run, rabbit, run, rabbit, run, run, run.
My mother used to cook the rabbits a nice roast, and the other part, the legs and that, were for a stew. The other thing she did as well, she used to go down into Birmingham and she used to queue and get some bones. And then you put these in the saucepan and cook them very, very slowly. Then you get your fat out of it. And the fat was used, well, for chips and things like that, but it was also used for making pastry. And she used to make pastry and send it to my husband.
All this talk of food is making us feel hungry. And looking at the clock, it's time to get back to school for lunch.
We've had a great time and have listened to so many interesting memories. Thank you to all our friends at Fernhill House.
Furnell House is also a home to some people who are living with dementia.
It's a condition that affects the brain and makes it tricky to remember some things.
It also makes it hard to talk or follow a conversation, but our friends with dementia could still understand us and enjoy our company.
We showed them some of our precious things and taught them how to play dominoes.
Here are some of our reflections on the trip.
I liked talking to everyone. It was really fun, and I liked looking at Marion's book of memories.
I loved meeting Sheila because she taught me how to do Cat's Cradle. It is a string game where you wrap it around your fingers and make shapes.
I enjoyed speaking to all the residents, but I especially enjoyed speaking to Maud. Even though she had dementia, I think she could still keep up with me and have great fun.
I really enjoyed interviewing Sheila and Marion because I really liked learning about their past.
I learned that some people, although they have dementia and arthritis, they were still determined to do the things they wanted.
I enjoyed sharing and doing things with the residents. I especially enjoyed making paper birds with Sheila.
I enjoyed learning about the residents' lives. Marion's album was really good.
I enjoyed helping Tilly show Sheila how to use the recorder. I also enjoyed recording Sheila.
Are you ready to guess the mystery sound?
Now it's time for our mystery sound competition. Here's a clue. What was it like to grow up without electricity?
If you know what that was, put your hand up now. That's it for our programme on memories. Thanks for listening and goodbye!
Goodbye!